Hello, and welcome to the Coastal Lawyer Podcast. My name is Ernie Lee, and I'm an attorney in Savannah, Georgia. This podcast is copywritten by the Coastal Lawyer LLC 2007. The information on this and all Coastal Lawyer podcasts are for informational purposes only and is not intended as legal advice. No attorney-client relationship is established. You should not act upon any information you hear in this podcast without seeking advice from a licensed attorney in your area. Okay, we've got the legal disclaimers out of the way. Let's talk about some Georgia real estate. While my practice is based in Savannah, and I take on clients all over coastal Georgia, the information I'm going to give you pretty much would apply statewide. And in my practice, I have a lot of first-time home buyers that come in and are purchasing real estate, and they have a lot of questions, especially about legal fees and legal costs and hidden costs regarding purchasing property. And so what I hope to do in the next few minutes is to kind of shed some light on some of these, quote, hidden cost, unquote, regarding purchasing a home. First thing you need to know is that a lot of the fees basically come from borrowing money. Trying to get your interest rates down, and a whole sundry of different types of cost. I've got a couple of different HUD settlement statements. And a HUD statement is basically the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development settlement statement that basically breaks down all the fees and the cost and where the money goes whenever you purchase real estate. And attorneys are required to have a HUD settlement statement each time property exchanges hands when there is money involved or lenders involved. And I've got two different closing statements that actually have taken place here in the last couple of months in Savannah. Of course, I'm not going to give you the names of the people, but I am going to give you the real numbers as we kind of go through and crunch them. The first one we've got is a cash sale. Contract sales price is $254,000. And the second one I'm going to talk about is actually very similar in price. It's $242,000, but in this case, the purchaser is actually taking out a loan, and I want to show you some of the different costs and how they add up regarding the legal fees. Okay, well, let's get started. The first property, again, the contract sales price was $254,000. And with that, there is a 6% commission on the contract sales price. So that commission is $15,240. And I think the realtors made an adjustment for something, so we actually reduced that by $254. And so the seller of the property paid a real estate commission of $14,990. The next item that was paid was a transfer tax of $254. Remember, the contract sales price was $254,000, so you've got a dollar for each $1,000 that was transferred. And what that is a tax that is charged by the Georgia Department of Revenue for the amount of money or the value of the property that was transferred. And so with this cash sale, the seller's total closing cost were $15,244. Now, when we go to the buyer's side, the first thing that we've got from the buyer is going to be an abstract or title search. Now, we'll do a separate podcast at a later date to go in and explain basically what an abstract or title search is, but briefly, what this is where the attorney that's doing the closing will actually go to the courthouse, or one of their agents will go to the courthouse, and they're going to search the title. And what that means is they're going to see who is selling the property and how they got title for that. Was it a warranty deed? Who transferred the property to them? And then we'll go back to who that person was and see where they got the property from And again, to make sure that there's no break or cloud in the title. There's no, think of it as a chain, there's not a break in the link there. So we go back roughly about 50 years or maybe further. And once we get to that initial person 50 years back, then we go forward. And again, we're checking the title both ways. If there's a problem, then what's going to happen is the lawyer's going to call everybody and say, nope, there's a break in the chain of title and we can't close until that chain is cleared up. Okay, so an abstract or title search. And on this particular property, that fee was $175. Next thing we've got are attorney's fees. And on this particular case, it was $550 for just the attorney's fees. The next thing we had was title insurance, and there is another podcast on title insurance. You can go to the to our website and take a look at that one. But title insurance is, on this case, is $882, and again, that's simply owner's coverage. If the buyer was borrowing money, then the lender would require lender's title insurance. The next thing we've got is a recording fee, and this is actually to record the documents at the courthouse. In Chatham County, where I am, in Savannah, where this particular piece of property was closed, it's $10 for the first page and $2 for every page after that. Well, the only thing that we really had to file in this case was the warranty deed, and so that was just $10. And so the total settlement charges to the buyer in this case was $1,672. So there wasn't a whole lot in there. There was also some adjustments for taxes. And the way in Georgia, taxes are assessed the first day of the year, who owned the property on January the 1st, and they're responsible for the taxes for that year. So we actually prorate those taxes. This particular piece of property, let's see, the closing date, actually it hadn't happened yet. It's coming up on June the 27th of 2007. And so we prorated the taxes from January 1st until June the 27th. And the seller paid those taxes. And then from June the 28th to the rest of the year, the buyer would pay those. And those are paid up front at the closing to make sure that there's no liens for taxes on the property. Okay, so it's pretty straight and simple. Again, we did not have a whole lot of closing costs on this particular purchase. Now, the next thing I'm going to do, let me make sure I've got the right documents here. Here we go. The next property we have is actually for a condo, and the purchase price here, or the contract sales price, is $242,000. Okay, now, again, remember that the closing costs are going to be negotiable between the buyer and the seller. This particular one looks like it was with a local bank. And so, let me go back up. The commission at this time was $242,000, and the commission was 4.5%. for a total of $10,890. Okay, in this particular one, the seller paid the real estate commissions. Now, the first thing we've got is a loan origination fee of 1%, and that was to the local bank, and that's $1,500. We've got an appraisal fee because the bank, the lender here, is going to require that we get an appraisal on the property to see that the property has enough value in it to cover the loan, and so the appraisal fee was $300. The next thing, the lender also required a credit report, and that credit report, again, to check your credit to make sure you are who you say you are, that you're a good risk, that credit report was $35.52. Especially in the coast, we also have to check for flood certification. And so this, again, the lender requires this, and this basically somebody goes and looks at a 100-year flood map and see if you're in a hazardous area. And if you are in a hazardous area, then you're going to have flood insurance. The flood certification, just to check if you're in a flood zone, on this closing was $21. And again, these are all go back to the bank or the lender. This lender charged a courier fee of $40. This is to overnight documents back and forth. They also required a document prep fee of $75, a tax service fee of $89. And what the tax service fee is they go in and they double check what the current taxes are on the property to make sure they're paid. If there's any taxes that have been left unpaid, then the seller has to clear those up, because again, that would be a cloud on the title. And remember, we've already talked about what clouds on the title would be, and that would be unpaid taxes would be another one. So all the taxes have got to be paid before it transfers over. Also, looks like this bank charged an underwriting fee of $300, a funding fee of $150. Also, they have what's called a MERS fee, and that's an electronic mortgage registration service, and that was $495. And then also, there is a Georgia Residential Mortgage Act fee of $6.50. Now, there was also a limited home inspection, and that was $300. So you can see right now, these things are all adding up, and I'm actually going to go to my little tape here, and I'm going to add these up. We've got the loan origination fee of $1,500. And then we've got the appraisal fee of $300. The next thing we've got is a credit report of $3,552. We've got the flood cert at $21. We've got the courier fee at $40. We've got the document, it looks like the document prep fee of $75. Then we've got the tax service fee of $89. And then we've got the underwriting fee of $300. We've got the funding fee of $150. Let me make sure I hit the right button there. And then we've got the MERS fee, which is $495. That was the electronic mortgage registration. And then the Georgia Residential Mortgage Act fee of $6.50. Okay, so right now we have cost just going in connection with the loan. Let me hit a grand total of $2,521.97. Again, those are some things that you might not be aware of, but you do need to talk to your lender and see what all fees are going to be involved in the closing. Okay, when we're looking at our HUD, the next set of figures we have are items that are required by the lender to be paid in advance. And what this is, whenever you rent property, you pay your rent at the beginning of the month. But with a mortgage, actually, you pay it at the end. So when you're paying your mortgage payment for July the 1st, you're actually paying for the month of June. It's a little bit backwards there. But what the lender is requiring with this particular loan was interest for 16 days, because this looks like this closed on the closing date. Let's see what we've got here. It was January the 17th, and so they were required to pay from January the 17th until February the 1st. That's 15 days, and it was $24 and roughly 44 cents a day for a total of $362.16. Also, the buyer was required to pay their hazard insurance premium a year in advance, and that was $127. Okay, again, remember, this is a condo, so that's a little bit different. There's also condo fees, but we'll get back into that in a little bit. The next thing that the lender requires, and again, these are all by the bank or the lender requiring these to be paid, you're going to have city or town taxes for 4 months. This came up to roughly $448.72. And then you also had to pay county taxes for 4 months, and this came up to $540.15. Okay. So again, those are all charges that have been required by the lender. And let's go ahead and take our running total here. We've got $2,521.97. And we're going to look at the interest, which is $362.16. We've got the hazard insurance for 1 year to Allstate. Again, this is 127. This is a condo, so it's a little bit different from a home. And then we've got the deposits, or the what are going to be held in escrow. That was $448.72 and $540.15. Okay, now it looks like our closing costs are up to $4,000. Okay, those are all things that are required by the lender. Now, the next thing we get into are going to be the title charges. This case, we've got an abstract or title search, and it looks like, let's see, it's split out. Let me add it up. Title search looks like it was $258. We've got a title insurance binder, which is basically to get a document to the lender saying that title insurance has been bound over. That's $50. And then we've got attorney's fees to close, again, $550, which is just like the other one with the cash transaction. This time we've got title insurance. We've got lenders as well as owner's coverage. The lender's coverage is only for $150,000 because it looks like this particular buyer put down, he only took out a $150,000 loan. Looks like he had a pretty big down payment. And so the lender's coverage was $350,000 and the owner's coverage for the full amount, $242,000, was $546,000. So the title insurance is $896,000. And it looks like we have a special handling package or special handling fee of $60,000. And so again, let's see what those come up to. We've got the $180,000. Let's see, we've got the $258, and then we've got the $50, we've got the $550 for attorney's fees, we've got the $896 for title insurance, and we've got the special handling package. So now we've got an additional fees of $1,814. Now we're going to come down to the government recording charges. It looks like this time we're going to have to record not only a warranty deed, we're also going to have to record the mortgage as well as a security deed. And so now our recording fees have bumped up. These are going to be $58. Again, $10 for the first page, and then $2 for everyone thereafter. So it looks like we had about 25 pages we had to file. Then we've got the transfer tax. Again, the property was $242, so the seller transferred the transfer tax was $242. And the intangible tax, again, part of the amount of the mortgage, and that was $450. Okay, and then we have breakdowns for the taxes. That kind of washes out. So again, you've got some fees in there, again, that are related to the taking out a mortgage. Of course, everybody says when you've got cash, you know, you get a better deal because you can bargain with people. But don't underestimate that you can still negotiate with a bank to make sure that you can get the best deal. Now, a lot of times you may see interest rates for a very, very low price, but then you can get eaten alive by the various items payable in connection with a loan. So what you really want to get from a lender is to get an estimate of what they think the closing costs are going to be. And again, you can start comparing apples to apples. And a lot of times the title charges are really going to be the same because those are all pretty much fixed cost with the attorney and also with the title insurance. So your major hidden fees, and again, not knocking the lenders, but are really going to be with the banks. And those are the things that you really need to check out. If you've got any questions, please feel free to send me an email. You can go to my website, which is www.ernielee.com, or you can go to thecoastallawyer.com, and you'll be directed back to my website. Again, my name is Ernie Lee. This has been a podcast of the Coastal Lawyer, LLC. copywritten by The Coastal Lawyer, 2007. The information on this and all Coastal Lawyer podcasts are for informational purposes only and are not intended as legal advice. No attorney-client relationship is established by listening to this podcast. You should not act upon any of this information that you hear on this podcast without first seeking advice from a licensed lawyer in this area. Thanks again for listening, and hope to see you soon. Again, my name is Ernie Lee, and thanks for listening to our broadcast.